Hello, and here are Sunbury's news headlines for week ending Friday, 26 April 2024, brought to you by sunburylife.au. My name is Steve Hart. First off, police were called to a house in Lyshard Street, Sunbury, on Thursday, 25 April, following reports of shots being fired. A police spokesperson says it's understood a 34-year-old man shot at a vehicle with a firearm and then retreated inside a property. The man is now in hospital under police guard. An estimated 2,000 people attended Thursday's mid-morning Anzac Day ceremony at the town's War Memorial. A piper led the way for those taking part in the march from Evans Street to the Cenotaph. The ceremony was broadcast live by Sunbury Radio. And a Sunbury local spent time up to Anzac Day placing Australian flags next to the graves of those who served in the armed forces. It's become an annual ritual for Dave White, who planted flags at Sunbury Cemetery as well as a cemetery in Buller. Another push for lifts to be installed either side of the Sunbury railway station has been supported by Sunbury councillors. Councillor Trevor Dance asks Hume City Council to write to the government and local MP Josh Bull, asking when lifts will be installed. An online petition for the lifts is being run by members of the Sunbury Residents Association. Members of the Sunbury State Emergency Services want old cars to train volunteers to use heavy cutting equipment used to free people from trapped vehicles. Donated cars don't need to work, mechanical condition isn't important, but they must be able to roll on their wheels. Two Sunbury teens were arrested in Melbourne CBD on Sunday, 21 April, by transit police. It's alleged a 15-year-old and a 14-year-old, along with a third teenager from St Albans, tried to rob someone's shoes. All the teens were released pending summons. And despite Hume City Council adopting a gambling harm minimisation policy to reduce the amount punters lose playing pokie machines, figures show players across the city lost a record $139 million in the year to June 2023. In the 6 months to December 2023, $71 million has been lost to the gambling machines. On to upcoming events now. The Sunbury 24 exhibition, commemorating the 50th anniversary of the Sunbury Pop Festivals, is now open at the Global Learning Centre, Macedon Street. The exhibition highlights pivotal moments of the festivals that ran between 1972 and 1975. The last day of the free exhibition is Sunday, May 5. And one of the former asylum buildings on Jackson's Hill is open to visitors for the next few Saturdays. Building 22 is open from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. and there's a snack van on site. The building is earmarked by Hume City Council to be part of the planned cultural precinct and feedback on its use is being sought. And finally, the organisers of the annual Streetlife Festival are holding their annual meeting at Club Sunbury on Tuesday, 30 April. The meeting starts at 7:30 p.m. All welcome, and they're looking for new members. So if you want to help out with the future success of Streetlife, time now to get involved. And that's your news for this week. Keep up to date at sunburylife.au for all your local news and events. And if you have news to share, then do let us know, because if it matters to Sunbury, it matters to us. My name is Steve Hart. I'll see you next time.